Now Russia has accused the U.S. of using the Daesh terror group to justify its military presence in Syria.
Americans are using Daesh as an excuse to maintain their military presence in Syria. The group is even an ally in the fight against the Syrian government. Their main task, once again, is to change the regime, not to defeat Daesh.
Lavrov said a main remaining stronghold of Daesh in Syria is now located on territory controlled by the U.S. He added that Washington apparently has a covert agenda in Syria. Last month, Russian President Vladimir Putin also warned that Daesh was expanding its presence in Syrian regions controlled by the U.S. Russia has been fighting Daesh terrorists in Syria at the request of the nation's government. Damascus, however, considers U.S. presence on its soil illegal and an act of aggression. Joining us now out of Indianapolis is E. Michael Jones, editor at Culture Wars Online magazine. Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, Mr. Jones. Your thoughts on these allegations out of Russia?
Well, Lavrov is not saying anything different than what Mike Pompeo was saying. If you remember, Donald Trump at one point announced he was going to pull the troops out of Syria, American troops out of Syria. At that point, there was within 24 hours, there was a poison gas attack. And then we had the new explanation that the United States said could not pull the troops out because it was premature. And they were basing this on their experience in Iraq, where they now feel that they pulled the troops out too early. Well, the big question is, why were the troops in Iraq in the first place? What you see here is the consequence of the American foreign policy's destruction of the Saddam Hussein regime in Iraq. They created a Shia-friendly Iraq. This was not their intention, but this is what happened, and now you've got this basically Shia crescent that goes from Iran all the way to Hezbollah in Syria. And the United States now, the one point I would disagree with is the United States cannot win this war, but they're going to stay there and do whatever they can to block or obstruct any type of collaboration in this crescent.
And ultimately, so you're saying that's what the U.S. objective is for this protracted presence on Syrian soil?
I'm saying they know they can't win. I mean, they've given up. They cannot depose Assad. And so they're just going to act, stay there and remain there and be a disruptive element and promote chaos as a way of the last attempt to defend Israel's interests.
Thank you for joining us there. Out of Indianapolis, Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor at Culture Wars Online magazine.